We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What kind of mythical powers does a Sun Devil have? We got to consider that.
It's embarrassing, but we are who we are. We're not a very good team, but we're 3-1 somehow, and we got all the voters fooled, thinking we're pretty good.
Jaworski Lane at 275 pounds showed a heck of a lot of athletic ability.
That's going to wrap up the NFL Week 4 version of the podcast, but be talking some college football. So stick around if you're watching on YouTube. This will, of course, be in our RotoWire college football podcast feed as well. The floor is yours. What's the board looking like in week 5 of the college football season? Almost said week 4. Got to remember, college is a week ahead. Obviously, I don't even want to touch on what happened in Columbus last Saturday. We're just going to move right past that and talk week 5.
Yeah, I barely want to talk about what happened in Athens. And actually, hand up, I didn't watch a single second of the Georgia game. I willingly watched more Auburn, Missouri than I did Georgia last weekend. And you know, Kent State hung around, but I think that a lot of the dogs were a little bit hungover for that one. The noon kickoff,
dogs
everything like that.
Bit.
Yeah, their dogs were barking. Not great, but I think they'll get back on track this weekend against Missouri. But my favorite games for this weekend, or my favorite bets more specifically, you got Utah facing off against Oregon State. Utah minus 10.5 at home. I think Utah closer to a 2-touchdown victory in this one. Oregon State's a lot of fun, but they're missing some key players. They've showed to be a little bit turnover prone, although USC is turning everybody over. So like that's a fair critique. But Utah, you know, that's a defense that is known for being able to do that sort of thing as well. I like Kentucky. This line has bounced around a lot. It's gone towards towards Mississippi a good bit. Lane calling out the student section. Got to imagine that they're going to be rocking in the Grove and then at Vaught-Hemingway Stadium as well. But I like Kentucky to hang within a touchdown here. And, you know, if you're confident there, then maybe you could even sprinkle a little bit on the Kentucky money line as well. It wouldn't completely shock me if they go in there and beat Ole Miss. If they slow Ole Miss's ground game down and you have Jackson Dart having to win, he hasn't really shown that he can do that by himself just yet, at least passing. I think this is a great time to get Oklahoma, only giving 6.5 against TCU. Just buy right back in. Like last week, I don't know why Kansas State was built specifically in a lab to beat Oklahoma once in a while. But
a little suspicious.
Yeah, I don't understand it, but that's just kind of the way of the world. But this week, Oklahoma, I think, takes care of business pretty handily against TCU. I think UCLA-Washington is really interesting. Obviously, Bill Connelly, everyone looks at his spread picks or spread projections based off of SP+. And Washington is favored in this one at sports books, but Billy C has UCLA winning this one outright by a decent margin there. So like there's like a 9-point differential between his projection and where the Washington line is. So that's really interesting. I it kind of makes me wonder if UCLA is the side to go with there. Maybe Washington's been overperforming a little bit thus far this season. And then Washington State versus Cal under the 53. I think that these are just too often. I know that Wazoo, you know, played a really exciting, fun game this past weekend against Oregon. I think this one becomes a little bit more of a defensive struggle, and I don't think that Cal can score a lot of points either. So I think that that one ends up with a total points scored, you know, closer to 50 or 48. So 53 is a pretty decent cushion, in my opinion. And then some fun kind of under the radars, Georgia Southern plus 10 at Coastal. Coastal, they've had some backfield injuries. They looked really good against Georgia State last week, but Southern has been a lot of fun. They are really tricky to play against. Really max tempo, tons of passes. So Coastal, they're going to need their offense to sustain some drives, keep Southern on the sidelines. Otherwise, that one gets pretty interesting. And then Tulsa plus 9 against Cincinnati. I thought Cincinnati looked great last week against Indiana, but there's something about this Tulsa team. Maybe I'm conflating fun with good a little bit too much, but Tulsa being at home, that Davis Brin, Keelan Stokes, Juan Carlos Santana. There's a guy named Juan Carlos Santana. All one word for Juan Carlos. It's phenomenal. So they got some dudes and they got some guys. And I think that Tulsa, at the very least, they are appointment second game or team that you have on your second TV. They need to be at least in your remotes rotation. They like to have fun there.
Well said. And I want to talk Heisman with you as well, because when we saw CJ Stroud dice up a certain Big Ten opponent, Bryce Young, obviously, I mean, those are the two guys that we thought would be competing this entire season. I mean, Stetson Bennett kind of working his way into the mix. I mean, as long as the Dogs keep winning, he's going to be there. Caleb Williams, obviously having a great year at USC as well. But how do you see that race shaping up? Is there anyone else we should be keeping an eye on?
You know, Bryce Young has a good chance to kind of maybe not fully leapfrog this weekend, but, you know, kind of remind everyone who he is with that road game at Arkansas. They're 17-point favorites in that one. If Bryce Young just goes in there and you know, quiets Hog Nation, then, you know, things are definitely looking good. That's another notch in you know, his Heisman repeat case. But the reason why I bet on Hendon Hooker at plus 6,000 over the summer is that he had tons of potential Heisman moments all laid out in front of him going into this season. You know, whether it was the tough non-con game against Pitt or you know, such an exciting game last weekend against Florida for Tennessee to come out on top there. That was thrilling. They have a game in Athens a little bit later on this season. That's another potential opportunity. If Tennessee pulls off the victory then, I think Hendon Hooker's at least in the top three, and you know, he vaults himself in the top three right there. Could end up being a finalist, and it wouldn't be that crazy for him to win the award if he keeps going the way that he is. So yeah, Hendon Hooker again plus 6,000 to open the year. Now he's at like plus 1,800, and then shout out to one Jalen Daniels, quarterback. Your Kansas Jayhawks, my Kansas Jayhawks, America's Kansas Jayhawks.
Mark Mangino's Kansas Jayhawks.
Rock chalk, man. They're something else. That they're playing Iowa State this weekend. Keep an eye on that one. So I think it's an amazing sentence in the year of our Lord 2022 to say that Kansas has someone in the top 10 in the Heisman finalist odds.
What a rise for Lance Leopold, by the way. The old Whitewater coach working his way up. I know he's been in the mix for potentially the Nebraska job as well, but yeah, climbing the ladder. Good to all see these, a Wisconsin guy.
He's like the new poster boy for like message board people. Like every message fan base's message board that's looking for a coach is like, what about Leopold? Like even ones that have coaches with reasonable security, it's like, yeah, he's fine, but well, what about Lance Leopold though? You know, he's officially taking that mantle. Yeah, I mean, it's basically the same exact vibes as like Matt Campbell was getting a couple years ago.
All right, man. Looking forward to week 5. I will be in Madison for Illinois, Wisconsin. Mercifully, I will not be going to the game, but doing a little reuniting with the fellas. Going to tailgate, going to hang around town, hopefully behave ourselves. We'll see how everything goes. But I still think people are going to find a way to have fun. I mean, Wisconsin's only favored by 7. At home against Illinois. That kind of tells you where things are at. The total for that game is 43 and a half, only a point and a half higher than Michigan, Iowa. But yeah, it's not quite the season that we thought it might be for Wisconsin, but nonetheless, we will persevere.
Yeah. At the very least, you can always trust Badger fans to have a good time, especially if the game's in Madison. So that'll be fun. I expect if you make it to Paul's Club, you know, I need to see a picture of the tree.
Yeah, I think if we go to Paul's Club and don't whip out a chainsaw and cut down the tree, that'll be a successful weekend.
you stole the turnover chainsaw from Oregon State, undisclosed trip out there, and then yes, use it to cut down the famous tree in Paul's Club, as is tradition.
All right, man, go Dogs, go Badgers. Best of luck with all your picks this weekend. I'm gonna wish myself good luck as well. I certainly need it, but we'll be back. We'll be previewing Week 5 in the NFL this time next week.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.